You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Your Move, KMUW commentator Sam McConnell says he's found a game that rises way above what's typical for its genre.
Out of nowhere last week, I started seeing friends of mine talking about a new free-to-play game that they were all pleasantly surprised about. It's called Genshin Impact. The game plays like a cross between the 2017 Nintendo game The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and any one of dozens of mobile gacha games. If you've played many free-to-play games on your phone, you'll be familiar with what a gacha game is, a game where you get random boxes of items. They get you to buy most of these boxes with little bits of real money in the hope that you'll get a rare and useful item. More often than not, though, the boxes are filled with junk. It's basically a slot machine. Generally, gacha games have really unimaginative but engaging gameplay loops to keep you progressing so you feel like you need to try for more and better items. And that's the most surprising thing about Genshin Impact. It's actually good. I say it's like Breath of the Wild, and I mean this in the most flattering way. If you're familiar with that one, it's basically a clone of the game. And where its gameplay differs from the Zelda game, it's often actually even better. The world is huge, and it's all basically one big environmental puzzle. It's beautiful and alive and a dozen times better and more engaging than I've ever seen in a gacha game. Not everything about Genshin Impact is great. I'm about a dozen hours in, and the game is slowing down its free item drops in an attempt to get me to spend money. The story is basic and uninspired fantasy, but thankfully it doesn't get in the way of the gameplay. Genshin Impact is available on iPhone, Android phones, Windows PC, PlayStation 4, and soon available on the Nintendo Switch. For KMUW, I'm Sam McConnell.